Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning, Congresswoman Kat Kamek. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my friend. It's good to be with you.
I am going to throw you under the bus a little bit. Can I, please?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, you know, Kat did have the offer to actually be in studio today, but she's got a busy life. And seriously, if anybody thinks they can keep up with her, you're crazy. But she declined, and then she sent me a picture of the baby going, well, would you want to come in? I'm like, ugh, we're going to play the baby card? Are you kidding me?
But I mean, are you willing to change diapers? Because she can leave you all sorts of nuggets.
You know, since you put it in that perspective, I'm glad you're checking in with us today, Kat. Hey, listen, I know we got a short time, and man, there is just so much talk about. Okay, we're hearing the big lie, if you will. It's all about health care on both sides. The Democrats say, oh, we don't want to, you know, spend money on health care for illegals. It's the Republicans and, you know, the Obama leftover stuff and all the COVID stuff. That's the problem. All right. What's the deal?
Okay. So for anyone who is saying that the Democrats are not shutting the government down over illegals, that it's for health care, that is not true. The Democrats shut the government down because they want to keep healthcare in place for non-citizens, for illegals. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can listen to Ro Khanna, who is from California, a prominent Democrat from California, or Maxine Waters, who everyone is familiar with. They have said their own words that they are absolutely doing this for illegals. And then they acknowledge, and Ro Khanna did on national television, that yes, federal taxpayer money goes to the healthcare for illegals. Now, people say that's just not true. I said, okay, well then, if you're not going to listen to them, read what they put in their counterproposal.
Mm-hmm.
What the Democrats did in their counterproposal was send over subsection E on page 57 that undoes all of the provisions that we made and passed into law on July 4th of this year, making it illegal for states to use federal funding for healthcare programs that eligibility includes non-citizens. They want to undo all that. And on top of that, they want to spend $1.5 trillion on these programs. And if they thought that Obamacare was so great, why didn't they make it permanent? That's the question. They had the opportunity multiple times over to lock in these subsidies. Subsidies, by the way, that don't go to individuals
mm-hmm.
or families. They go to insurance companies. Insurance companies that just this year logged 237% profit increases.
Wow.
So I'm sorry. I don't believe that when we're $37 trillion in debt and we don't have real health care, we have sick care, we're not going to spend more money to perpetuate a system that is already broken and props up illegals over U.S. citizens. We're not going to do that. And the other thing that I find particularly insulting, on top of the fact that they shut down the government and are holding our government hostage over this, is that we invested a historic $50 billion with a B into rural health care, into primary care, into some of the most rural, hard-to-reach areas in the country. And what the Democrats did in their counterproposal is they stripped the funding for that. So wow. I don't want to hear one more thing about how the left is all in on health care for Americans. They're not. And they have shut down the government because they are fighting harder for illegals than they are American citizens.
So those are the facts that listeners need to know as they're talking to people today. It is the Democrats that took out the money that would help rural Americans who have health care issues. But we also know good and well that the Democrats play this game where they'll fund it through, like in California, they fund it through state programs, and like you said, the insurance companies, so they can say, oh, the federal money is not going to the illegal. Yeah, you're just playing a shell game.
1,000%. It's just all about where they can move money around in different accounts. And in states like New York, Illinois, Oregon, Washington, California, these blue states that are notorious for this. But then on top of that, you have to think about the fact that Democrats have voted for this exact same bill, this clean CR. Mm-hmm. And I particularly am not a fan of CRs.
Oh, I know.
But in this case, we had two options. It was either spend more money or keep spending flat. And any time that I can stop more spending and keep spending flat or reduce it, I'm going to take that opportunity. Right. So in this case, this very same bill, the Democrats voted for four times previously.
Wow.
Exact language, nothing changed. Four times previously, the Democrats have voted for this bill. Now, all of a sudden, they want to include a whole bunch of things on top of it, not just the healthcare element, but marks. Like, this is what's so crazy.
Yeah.
The American people need to stand up and say, no, we're not doing this anymore. It's time to put America first. And so I think that we are going to remain resolute. We are not going to continue going down this path where we're spending money that we don't have. Mm-hmm. And we damn sure are not going to be doing that and putting illegals over American citizens. It's just not what we're going to do.
Absolutely. Hey, story closer to home. We talked about Tina Certain, vice chair of the Alachua County School Board, a couple of weeks ago. Following the Charlie Kirk Memorial, she made reference to not watching the Drump rally, as she called it. And, you know, talking about that 31-year-old uneducated white boy that got shot. I find it interesting that, you know, she's also on the Children's Trust of Alachua County Board, and they're actually having a gun violence prevention set of town halls with the city of Gainesville. But yet, here she is on this board of Children's Trust wanting this to get rid of gun violence while she calls Charlie Kirk a 31-year-old uneducated white boy. What is with this woman?
It's the continued hypocrisy of the left. You know, and of course, they're the first to always pull the race card.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand the hatred and division that comes from the left. The projection that they have really embraced, you know, calling us all these names of Nazis and fascists and all these things. Meanwhile, they're the ones who are saying things like, oh, it's a Drump rally. Oh, another MAGA dead, good, you know, an uneducated white boy. Why is it always those on the left that are the first to pull the race card and spew the most divisive, hateful rhetoric? I don't understand. And of course, you know where I'm at on this, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all for all these you know, well-intentioned programs.
Mm-hmm.
It is still the fact that we have a mental health crisis in this country. You look at how, in particularly Gainesville, juvenile crime has gone through the roof while literacy scores are going down. Maybe in her position on the school board and on the Children's Trust, she could use that for good in trying to promote real education and making so that kids can succeed rather than turn to a life of crime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.